Watch, Rob Reiner vows to prove Mueller report biggest pile of criminality against any U.S. president. By Joshua Kaplan on May 31, 2019. Appearing Friday morning on MSNBC, left-wing actor and filmmaker Rob Reiner pledged to show Americans, with the help of several videos, that special counsel Robert Mueller's report contains the biggest pile of criminality against any U.S. president. Rob Reiner, one of Hollywood's most outspoken critics of President Donald Trump, discussed a video he produced for Now This News, which features actor and fellow Trump hater Robert De Niro and federal prosecutors explaining the special counsel's findings. The shock and awe director falsely predicted President Trump would be indicted for committing criminal conspiracy with the Russia government during the 2016 election. He has previously called the president the enemy of the people and a sick delusional criminal fuck. A partial transcript is as follows. Willie Geist, this feels to me like the right week for this, the right group of people to talk about this. I want to get specifically into the video that you put together with Robert De Niro, but more broadly about what you've seen this week as you listen to Robert Mueller make this presentation on Wednesday. What was your reaction? Rob Reiner, here's the thing, Willie, a couple days ago Mueller made his statement and it was wall-to-wall coverage on cable news. We've been talking about it ever since and that's the reason why I made this video and why I'm going to make a couple more videos about the Mueller report, because people don't know what's in it. Everybody said, well, it's going to be a do-over and all this stuff. It's not a do-over. It'll be for the first time. Having Robert Mueller on television for everyone for 8 minutes basically took up everybody's oxygen and we talked about this for days. We're still talking about it and if we had a hearing in Congress that was on television, the public would start to understand what's actually in the Mueller report, which is the biggest pile of criminality that has ever been put together against any president in our history. That's what we are trying to do, get people to understand what's actually in the report so that people will then say I don't understand how we're not indicting or holding this president accountable through impeachment.